Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Maggie and Perloff, really, really big news day today. Arch Manning, perhaps the most famous recruit in college football history, made his decision. He will be going to the University of Texas. Hook 'em horns. And what I don't think was an upset as we got closer, Perloff, because he did take another visit last week, maybe sort of solidify that he was going to go there. But if you had said maybe, I don't know, a year ago, do you think Arch Manning's going to pick Alabama, Georgia, or Texas? I don't think people would have run, you know, screaming and yelling saying, oh, Texas has got this in the bag. And I actually like this from Arch Manning. It's a total misdirection from any of the other options where he could have gone that would have followed in the footsteps of his famous family. You know, not going to Ole Miss like Archie did and like Eli did, not going to Tennessee, although they were never really in it, not even going to the hometown LSU Tigers, but sort of blazing his own path and going to Texas.
Yeah, I think Georgia would have been a pretty big surprise. Georgia doesn't feel...
They won the national championship.
Right, but they're not... They got Justin Fields because Justin Fields is from Georgia. They're not known to be in that mix. I think the offense with Sark is a big attraction, and the NFL ready. The Mannings don't care about NIL, I believe. Unless maybe it's important.
I mean, it might be important to Arch.
It might be.
He might want a little walk around money.
I feel like, yeah, he's going to get NIL anywhere. I don't think NIL drove this decision. I think the chance to be a great NFL quarterback had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, Sark has obviously worked with huge names like Matt Leinart and like Mac Jones, Cody Kessler, Tua, Carson Palmer. Yeah. I mean, those are just a few of the guys that he's worked with.
Yeah. And obviously has NFL experience, and he's an unbelievable offensive coordinator.
Sure.
I also think Sark is the kind of personality that can work with the Mannings. And apparently they're good friends with the quarterback coach as well.
Yep. AJ Milwee.
And the funny thing too is the Mannings, right. You had Tennessee, you had Ole Miss, and you had the connection to LSU. They also had Duke with David Cutcliffe. Like they have their Manning camp with all the... They're connected to every college.
The Mannings do this on purpose, I think.
They have their hands in everything.
They do. The quarterback camp, definitely, because now they're connected to like every quarterback who's going to come out of,
right,
you know, and be at a high level. Yeah.
Yeah, I love...
Strategic.
Manning QB camp stories, the greatest one ever is how Johnny Manziel wasn't in his bed in the morning and all the other people are like, where's Johnny?
Where'd he end up being? Somebody.
The Manning camp is supposed to be a lot of fun. I wish we could go to that. But it does feel...
Passed out on a park bench somewhere? Where was he?
It feels like the Mannings are sort of a national college brand. So this is great for Texas to get connected to them. I'm curious, are you going to see Peyton, Eli, and Cooper all sitting together at a Texas game? Because that would be a great visual.
With McConaughey? McConaughey.
Well, McConaughey, if McConaughey's not on the campaign trail, but it sure seems that's where he's headed.
Yeah, good luck with all that. Okay. So pleased now to be joined by our next guest, Rohan Nadkarni. Of course, Sports Illustrated covers the NBA. But Rohan, we got to start here. Arch Manning decides to go to Texas today. And I'm just curious, like, when are we going to get the Bronny official visits? Like, when are we going to start covering LeBron James's kid with the same fervor that we have Arch Manning?
That's a great question, Maggie. It actually reminds me of the time I think I was 21 years old and I tried to pitch LeBron James on why his kid should go to Northwestern. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I've ever had that much confidence in my life since. I was like, LeBron, like, what are you going to bring Bronny to Northwestern? He's like Northwestern. What are you? What are you talking? He's like, do you know how busy I am?
Yeah.
I could get a great education. And he was like, that's a good point. So,
wow, I can't believe he even indulged you in that. It's funny. It's like the most famous parent who had someone go to Northwestern was like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It was like Elaine's son went to Northwestern, not LeBron's son.
Yeah, I think he was like the 15th man on the basketball team. Listen, I'm putting it out there. You know, Chris Collins, he has to have crossed paths with LeBron at some point from USA Basketball. Look at me doing recruiting for this terrible basketball program.
How about KD?
I
feel like KD could get some benefit out of the Northwestern Journalist Program because all he does is tweet now. So he could improve his writing for his tweets.
He's basically on the beat at this point. The KD following, and he's the subject of it. Rohan, where are you standing with all the drama surrounding the Nets?
I'm thoroughly enjoying it, but I'm also already exhausted by it. I couldn't believe there was already a fresh set of Kyrie Irving rumors this week. I had just been getting over the NBA Finals. We had this beautiful, dramatic finish to the season on the court, and then just waking up to more Kyrie Irving news. I have a feeling this is all going to work itself out. I just have a hard time imagining the Nets, even though this Kyrie situation has obviously been untenable at many different moments. They were so close to beating the Bucks two seasons ago. Obviously, playing without Ben Simmons in the first round this year, I think they know deep down that the East is there for the taking, and I just think the situation finds a way to work itself out.
So are we just being a pawn in some Kyrie Irving contract negotiation that the country's following just to get this dude more money?
I think we're being a little bit used as a pawn in a Kyrie contract negotiation. There's definitely an element of that. The rumors are flying just fast and furious right now. Like, P.J. Tucker has been linked to, like, more NBA teams than even exist. that he might sign with. I think there's a lot of posturing going on right now. But, you know, these things will sort itself out soon enough. I'm guessing that Kyrie – people are talking about the Lakers.
Well, let's pause on that for a second, Rohan. Sorry, not to interrupt you, but let's pause on that one because some of these rumors, yes, they're coming fast and furious, but if the rumor is true that Kyrie reached out to LeBron James, if I'm Kevin Durant, I probably feel a certain type of way about that. You know, unless everyone's in on the joke that this is all just about getting Kyrie maximum money, if I'm KD, I'm like, wait a minute, what? You're reaching out to LeBron to see about any potential offers? That one, to me, hit different.
That was an interesting one. I think my read on that, Maggie, is first of all, Kevin Durant, just like first team all friendship, has had Kyrie's back throughout everything in Brooklyn. I mean, genuinely has supported him through everything.
Yep.
I would imagine that Kevin Durant is acutely aware of Kyrie's contract situation right now. And I'm not saying Kyrie necessarily told Kevin Durant, hey, I'm going to call LeBron, et cetera. Who knows how those things truly go down, but I would imagine that if Kyrie does end up leaving, I don't think Kevin Durant is going to hold Kyrie responsible for that. I think he'll know it was an organizational decision.
I think KD might secretly be looking forward to Kyrie getting out of there so he can start over, because I'm in Brooklyn, Rohan, and I feel like the franchise is going nowhere right now. I could be naive. I do hear people saying if Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons are there together next year, it just seems like a lot of big ifs for me.
It's a house of cards. I mean, it hinges on, I agree, some very big ifs. I think Durant, there's no secret, you know, he left a team that's ended up winning another title without him. They're closer than their playoff exit this year, I think, would suggest. I do think Simmons could help them. I think they could use an offseason to find the right pieces. I mean, they had certain guys last year, James Johnson, who wasn't even on the team by the playoffs, Blake Griffin, et cetera, who just kind of aged out of the rotation at a certain point. I do think ultimately, if they can get some buy-in, if that means signing Kyrie to a two-year extension, something along those lines, lining up his contract with Durant, other great players, you know, veterans chasing rings are going to want to play there. It's an attractive market. If they just need to find that kind of first initial buy-in, but I think they're closer than their exit would suggest this year.
Okay, so Rohan Nadkarni is our guest, Sports Illustrated NBA writer, dear friend of ours, does a fantastic job. Follow him, read him, listen to his podcast. So right now, Rohan, I hate to put you on the spot, but Shams just tweeted this.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm about to hit you with this.
I'm so excited. All right, let's hear it.
Everyone, if you're in a car, pull over to the side of the road. Sources, colon. Kevin Durant is monitoring the Brooklyn Nets situation and considering options with his future. This now opens the path for Kyrie Irving to proceed on finding a new home via opt-in and trade.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It just got a whole lot spicier. So, okay.
This literally just happened right now in the middle of our conversation.
Yes, I have Twitter alerts on Shams' account, just like I do on Woj's account. I actually do on your account. I follow everybody.
Wait, I'm going to ask both of you, what's the headline of that? Katie is monitoring the Nets situation? I would hope so.
Yeah, but it says this now opens the path for Kyrie Irving to proceed on finding a new home via opt-in and trade.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes.
Wait, I don't understand how, but let's ask Rohan.
He's like monitoring the situation and considering options for his future.
Meaning, so he wants out, which means Kyrie.
Yes, he might want out, which would open the door for Kyrie to find a trade. Let's go through this, because where are the viable options here for either of these guys? And I know, Rohan, you're a Miami native. Like, is it going to be a rush to see who can get to Miami faster, Durant or Kyrie?
This is an interesting tweet that I think is going to take some time for me to parse entirely. I'm a little bit with Andrew right now, and that it reads a little confusing. I mean, theoretically, Durant has been monitoring this situation. Why does his now newfound monitoring allow Kyrie
to
look for a trade?
Hold on. Woj just tweeted. All right, you sitting down for this one?
Is it related?
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Again, if you're driving, pull over. ESPN sources, colon. If Kyrie Irving can't reach an agreement to stay with Brooklyn, he has a list of teams. There's a list, everybody. Love a list. He'd like them to consider on sign-in trades. Those teams include the Lakers, the Clippers, the Knicks, the Heat, the Mavs, and pearl off the 76ers.
No way.
Meanwhile, none of those teams have cap space to sign him without the Nets' help. That's according to Woj.
I mean, there's no way Irving and Harden are playing together again. That's a little bit of a ridiculous.
Well, also, have a little respect for yourself. Harden literally quit on the court so that he could get the hell away from you guys.
That is the most I've ever seen Kyrie Irving, I think, try to lock someone down on defense was when he played James Harden in that game in Philly last year.
Oh, right.
Yes, I forgot about that.
This still seems to me like a lot of public posturing, a lot of the Nets stars trying to put pressure on Brooklyn, but a lot of times, I mean, once lists get out there, things tend to move pretty quickly. This is interesting. I don't know how any of these, the Lakers simply do not have the trade assets for Kyrie Irving unless a third team gets involved. The Knicks, I think, can get to cap space. They're the only team that can somehow get to the cap space for Kyrie.
It's
not a winning situation in New York.
The problem with all these signing trades, when the first Knicks, Lakers, Clippers, is that even with a signing trade, they can't fit Kyrie in. Right, Rohan?
The Clippers, I think, are a team that actually have the contracts and the pieces. We discussed this on our Open Floor podcast on SI this week. I think the Nets, if they made a trade with the Clippers, you could argue would be better off in the long run getting out of the Kyrie situation. They have some attractive veterans, someone like Norm Powell, maybe a Marcus Morris, Reggie Jackson, et cetera, guys who have played well on good playoff teams before. That would make a lot of sense around Kevin Durant. I don't know why the Clippers would want to do that. Add a star like Kyrie Irving into the mix with Kawhi and Paul George. I don't think that's a good idea for them. The next one I see as maybe the most realistic in some ways. But agree, it's not a winning situation. This is going to take some turns, guys. This is going to take some turns.
Wait, what about the Mavs? Like, they want to play. Well, and the other part of this is that if Kyrie does move, does that obviously means that Kevin Durant wants to move too? So then, like, the Nets then are not a winning situation in that sense.
Right,
but
that's true.
So the Mavs is interesting because Luka is so dynamic, but yet has such a high usage. How would that work out?
Oh my
Kyrie
gosh.
And Luka together?
Can you imagine how easy it'd be to score? Rohan, you, me, and Maggie could go out there and drop 20 apiece on that team.
I don't know.
That one, honestly, is a little bit interesting. I will say, you know, James Harden and Chris Paul made it work. Obviously, the personalities here are different, but we've seen, you know, sometimes the two high usage guys, especially the way Dallas plays, are kind of spaced out, five out. I actually can see some ways it would work on the court. But Dallas, you know, they have the Spencer Dinwiddie contract now. I assume that would mean Jalen Brunson is something it may be involved in the scenario because I don't think they're keeping all those guys. But I need to take a look at how – at no point have I considered Dallas adding a max player this summer, so I'm going to need to look at that their payroll and figure out how that works. But – yeah, some of these just seem like very – the mechanics of Kyrie getting to some of these places seems like it would be very complicated.
All right, Rohan, last one. We have a segment later on about dream teams that did not work out.
The most disappointing super team.
Since you've been covering the league, what's the most disappointed you've ever been in a super team?
Well, personally, it was the 2011 Miami Heat. I've still never watched the last – 4 minutes of game six of the 2011 finals. I don't know who won it. somebody's going to have to fill me in on that one. That's an interesting question. In all seriousness, I do think you could make the case that the Miami Heat with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, disappointing feels strong at the same time.
Well, they won two titles together, though, Rohan.
I was thinking like the Nets with Darren Williams or the Lakers when they got Karl Malone.
Well, that's a little bit looser use of a super team than, you know, the Nets with Darren Williams. That was your...
Darren Williams, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett? That was a huge team.
It's not memorable.
Oh, my gosh. That when they got together, it was gigantic.
No, I know, but it hasn't been memorable since. Like, it's known for just being the worst idea, three of the worst ideas ever. Don't forget Gerald Wallace, I think, got traded for a first-round pick.
Oy. Right. That turned into someone, that might have turned into Damian Lillard or someone like that.
Yeah, I think so. It was either Lillard or Tatum, something like that.
I just don't know. Just calling that Nets team a super team feels like a reach to me. I'm sorry, Perla.
Yeah, in name only, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's the point, right? Like, people might have thought it was a super team that didn't become a super team. Not the Miami Heat with LeBron James. They won two titles, dude.
Okay, so also, Rohan is not just a Sports Illustrated NBA writer, but he's also our resident culture critic. What's going to be the fashion choices tonight, Rohan? Like, what are we going to see with these suits? Like, what's the new thing that these young guys are going to be doing? Any ideas?
You know, that's a great question. I think, like, baggy suits are slowly working their way back in. It's not going to be, like, early 2000s look, but I think that highly tailored, we reached a saturation point with, like, highly tailored suits. I think we're moving back away from that. But I recently had an epiphany that the biggest mistake you can make on draft night is trying too hard. Like, remember when people were wearing shorts with their suits for a little while?
Yes.
You know, I understand that celebrities reach this point where literally nothing they do matters. You know, they can look incredibly stupid and people will just forget about it in a couple of years. I have not forgotten, Trae Young, I have not forgotten that you wore shorts the night you got drafted into the NBA. Just, I'm begging someone to just wear a normal suit and it'll age gracefully. And, like, that's all it takes.
I think LeBron looked cool with
Drew
the shorts.
Drew Gooden would disagree. Yeah.
LeBron looked cool when he wore shorts and a suit, though. That was neat. No,
remember he bought the suit for the rest of the team, and they all walked in wearing the same thing? That was so dumb. You're already wearing a uniform on the floor. We get to see you in the same outfit every day.
I was not into the suit shorts.
It was like,
I don't think LeBron pulled it off either. I'm sorry. Like, Draymond Green was wearing it, and like the teal. Oh, God. what an uncomfortable era that was.
You live in Brooklyn, though. You live in, like, fashion, you know.
Well, I got to tell you.
The height of fashion where Perloff lives.
Also, too, when LeBron wears something, it's, like, automatically cool to me. I think
Yeah, you know, the biggest one to me is not actually a draft night. I think the biggest fashion faux pas that will live on forever is the Kyle Kuzma oversized sweater. But then Bieber wore that oversized suit to the Grammys, so maybe he got off the hook a little bit. We're off on a tangent. Rohan, thank you so much for joining us. Crazy breaking stuff as you're on the show, which is always cool. Good luck covering the draft tonight.
Thank you so much, guys. Take it easy.
Appreciate you. How about that?
Here's my question, though.
Monitoring the situation.
What actually broke? What? That's not a breaking story, that Kevin Durant is monitoring the situation. Does that mean he has his phone is on? Of course he's monitoring the situation.
You did not see breaking news. We have a monitoring of the situation. We have a list. We've got a list, dude.
We had that list last week. We heard Knicks, Clippers, Lakers. Where do you think that came from?
With the Mavs and whoever else was in there.
So what is the monitor? What's your opinion on what this monitoring means? Translate that to real speak for me.
I will do it after the break. I'm being told we have to go to break right now. I could do an hour on this straight. You don't think any news broke there? Come on. It's today's NBA. That's the story. We're getting it.
You're being suckered into a Kyrie Irving contract negotiating unwittingly.
Maybe I'm the pawn. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Coming up next, of course, the best two-day stretch from an individual athlete may have just happened. We'll tell you who and what it was all about. And, of course, our reaction to all this breaking news. Maggie Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.